morning. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but shall not borrow. I truly believe that the blessing that God has bestowed on the person I'm about to share with you. In the movie Hidden Figures, the character played by Janelle Monáe spoke of wanting to be the first African-American female engineer for NASA, which she succeeded in doing, and this woman's name was Mary Winston Jackson. So in that movie, it got me to thinking, well, how many more African-American women were the first? Well, Sarah Breedlove, she was a first. Sarah was born to former slaves in 1867. At the young age of 7 years old, she was orphaned and became a servant at age 10. At the age 14, she married her first husband, where she gave birth to her only daughter, Layla, and she was soon to be widowed. In the late 1880s, after her second husband, she moved and left him, moved to St. Louis, Missouri with her brothers. She lived in a community where the ragtime music was developed, and she attended St. Paul's African Methodist Episcopal Church, where she sang in the choir. She became a laundress there and earning barely a dollar a day, and she was determined to make enough money to provide a formal education for her daughter. After some time, she developed a severe scalp disease that made her lose her hair. Now, this skin disorder was caused from the applications of harsh products like lye that were included in soaps and that would cleanse the hair and also to cleanse washcloths. Now, most women, and especially black women, don't want to go bald. So Sarah quickly learned the importance of hair care from her brothers, who were barbers. This spurred a new venture for her. By 1904, she became a commissioned agent selling hair products door to door. After a year, she married Mr. Charles Joseph Walker and moved to Denver, Colorado, where she became known as Madam C.J. Walker. And at that time, she started her own hair care line and company. Now, she toured the country giving demonstrations and selling her products like crazy, tapping into the undeveloped market of black women's hair care. She quickly expanded her company from Denver to Pittsburgh and to Indianapolis, and soon all across the United States. In 1912, she divorced Mr. Walker, but she kept her factories and her ever-growing product line. Madam C.J. Walker understood the power of advertising and brand awareness. By advertising primarily to African-American magazines and newspapers and making frequent travels to promote her products, she became the first American woman, that is African-American woman, to become a self-made millionaire. She truly achieved the American dream. At the National Negro Business League, she states, "I am a woman who came from the cotton fields of the South. From there, I was promoted to the washtub. From there, I was promoted to the cook in the kitchen. And from there, I promoted myself into a business of manufacturing hair goods and preparations. I have built my factory on my own ground." She was a first. Thank you.